is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. The polls have closed in the South Carolina Democratic Party's primary. Voters in South Carolina were choosing between former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. In Columbia, the state capital, voter Dil Nawaz said that he voted for Mrs. Clinton because of her experience.
She has done a lot for those people who need help. So mostly the communities who want some help, they like her, you know, because she's for everybody.
Another Columbia voter, Sharon Richardson, said that she believes that Bernie Sanders is the best candidate to carry on the reforms implemented by President Barack Obama.
I feel that he's going to continue some of those things that President Obama has already started, and a lot of those things he's already gotten in the right direction. So I think he's, considering the other parties that are running, I think he's going to do the best to keep their legacy in place.
Mrs. Clinton won the Iowa and Nevada caucuses, while Senator Sanders took the New Hampshire primary. This is the final primary before next week's crucial Super Tuesday vote, when more than 1,000 delegates for the Democratic presidential nomination will be awarded. A suicide bomber attacked the Afghan security forces near the Defense Ministry building in Kabul Saturday, killing at least 12 people and wounding 13 others. Witnesses saw rescue workers transporting the dead and wounded to hospitals in the capital city immediately after the bombing. The attack followed an earlier bombing in Kunar province that killed at least 13 and wounded more than 40 others. A Taliban spokesman told VOA that the insurgent group had carried out the attack in Kabul. This is VOA News. The ceasefire in Syria that began Saturday has mostly held, even though there have been some incidents of violence. State media reported a car bomb explosion on the outskirts of the central city of Salamia in Hama province killed two soldiers. No one claimed responsibility for the blast. Elsewhere, clashes between government forces and rebel groups were reported in Latakia province near the Turkish border. The truce, brokered by the United States and Russia, took effect at midnight Friday Damascus time. In Geneva Saturday, UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, said all sides are working to make sure that small incidents don't cause fighting to reignite. He said people work day and night to monitor every reported incident when there is one, to see which ones are real and especially how they can be controlled. The truce does not apply to Islamic State and the Al-Qaeda-linked Al-Nusra Front terror groups. Airstrikes by a Saudi-led Arab coalition fighting Shiite forces in Yemen have killed at least 30 people at a popular market northeast of the capital, Sana'a. Yemeni officials are quoted as saying the strike in the Nim district killed mostly civilians and left burned bodies strewn across the area. Those officials spoke on condition of anonymity because they were not authorized to brief reporters. The Saudi-led coalition is fighting Houthi rebels and forces loyal to former President Ali Abdullah Saleh in a bid to restore the internationally recognized government of President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi. Authorities in Somalia say the death toll from two explosions near a Mogadishu hotel late Friday has risen to 25 people. A hospital spokesman told VOA that eight of those admitted to the hospital died of serious wounds sustained in the blasts. Three more bodies were pulled out from houses damaged by the massive car bombs near the SYL Hotel. The Islamic extremist group Al-Shabaab has claimed responsibility for the attacks. And early returns Saturday from Iran's parliamentary election indicate major gains for reformists and moderates who favor engagement with the West. President Hassan Rouhani and former President Akbar Hashemi Rafsanjani are also leading the race for membership in the Assembly of Experts. That influential body monitors the work of Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei and could choose the next Supreme Leader. For more on these stories, please log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.